Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. This is Bev Hearing, and yesterday we began a teaching called Reach Out to Jesus. So before we pick up, let's go for a quick review. I mentioned how in the Bible is full of stories about things that, well, sometimes go south for the people of God. When the Holy Spirit pointed out to me that these stories were in there and written to actually encourage us, so that when we see things not going the way that they should, that we can know that the Lord is always there to bring us through. That is what he wants to be, a comfort for us. However, sometimes in the midst of the battle, it's not so easy to feel and understand unless we are really daily adding ammunition from the Word of God so that we can find the comfort that we need in times of trouble. Number one, we talked about reach out for your miracle. When something happens that we were not expecting, the first thing that we need to do is reach out for Jesus for our miracle. In the story of the young prophets who were cutting down the trees at the river's edge, when one of them lost the axe head and it went into the river, at that very moment, the man of God walked by. The young prophet knew he had but a brief moment to draw the prophet's attention to his desperate situation. It's amazing that the prophet just happened to be walking by. God just happens to be with us everywhere we go. This would have been a great personal loss for this young man if it had been his own axe head. But unfortunately, it was even more important because the axe head was borrowed. But God made the axe head to swim, and he recovered it. Number two, reachers prepare for victory. 1 Samuel 17:40, we read what David did to prepare for his victory against Goliath. It says, and he took his staff in his hand and chose 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in the shepherd's bag, which he had even in a scrip. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. Others may want us to do things and help us out by giving us their weapons of use, like Saul wanted to give David his armor and said, here, he's a man of war. You need to use this. But we need to have peace and know that God has equipped us with our own weapons, and those are the only weapons that we can use to gain our victory. We all have our own anointing and weapons to use, and the Holy Spirit will show us how to use them. Number three, reach out for your healing. Exodus 15:26 says, and he said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. God made it clear way back in Exodus. He made it clear to us that he is Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals. And if we read scripture at all, we know that he proved it over and over and over throughout scripture. But it's up to us to defeat the many negatives of this fallen world that want to convince us otherwise. But you know what? It can be done when we get the Word of God living down deep inside of us. So let's pick up where we left off. Number four, reach out to Jesus when it seems all hope is lost. No matter what we've done or how many times we've backslidden, ignored his word, the truth is and always will be, the Lord God is waiting to save us. Think of that. In Luke 23, verses 42 and 43, in the New Living Translation, it says, then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus replied, I assure you, today you will be with me in paradise. Here is the thief on the cross beside Jesus minutes before his life is going to be ended, when he made this decision that changed his destiny forever. Think about this for a few moments. We're told this man was a thief. He must have been a pretty bad thief to be crucified for what he did. Yet Jesus never judged him. He forgave him immediately. He forgave him because he asked to be forgiven. There was no time for him to do good works, prove himself worthy, change his ways. He was forgiven because he believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. How often do Christians pray, "I promise I'll be better"? You know, our forgiveness is not based on anything we could possibly do to be better. It is a free gift from God. And our gift back to him is and always will be to love him and walk in his grace and in the power of his word. Wow, that's so deep. We could spend a lot of time on that alone. Number five, reachers seek answers. Have you ever reached out to someone who you thought could help you to solve a problem or give you personal or financial or family advice? In Luke 19, we read about a tax collector named Zacchaeus. He'd heard a lot of stories about this man, Jesus, who had answers to life's problems. So when he heard that Jesus was coming through his town, he was desperate to see him. In Luke 19, verses 2 through 4, Luke 19, starting with verse 2, it says, "And there was a man named Zacchaeus, a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he was trying to see Jesus, which one he was, but he could not on account of the crowd because he was small in stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up in a sycamore tree in order to see him, for he was about to pass that way." Zacchaeus reached out to Jesus, and he found answers that he didn't even know he needed that changed his life forever. In Luke 19, verse 8, it says, "So then Zacchaeus stood up and solemnly declared to the Lord, 'See, Lord, the half of my goods I now give by way of restoration to the poor. And if I have cheated anyone out of anything, I now restore four times as much.'" We should always be reaching for answers. If we continue to seek God, we will find what it is we're reaching for. Number six, reachers seize the moment. There are defining moments in all of our lives where we must reach out and seize our opportunity. Blind Bartimaeus found his moment. In Mark 10, verses 46 through 52, in Mark 10, starting with verse 46, the scripture says, and I'm cutting some of this to make it a little bit shorter, says, "Blind Bartimaeus sat by the highway begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, have mercy on me.' And Jesus commanded him to be called, saying unto him, 'Be of good courage,'" excuse me, "'be of good comfort, rise.' And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, 'What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?' The blind man said unto him, 'Lord, that I might receive my sight.' And Jesus said unto him, 'Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole.' And immediately he received his sight and follow Jesus in the way." In this beautiful story in Mark 10, notice what blind Bartimaeus did. First, he reached out to Jesus in faith. He knew this was a now or never moment for him. Jesus was passing by, and he seized that opportunity to get Jesus' attention. Then it says, casting away his garment, arose and came to Jesus. In this period of history, beggars had to be approved to show that the reason for their begging was legitimate. This is where the beggar's coat came in. It certified Bartimaeus as really being blind. And notice what he did. Bartimaeus' faith was so great that he cast aside his old way of receiving things by begging and getting the things that he needed or wanted, which he had previously trusted in. And in great anticipation of healing, he expected to receive from Jesus. Praise God, he did. Reachers believe God not only can, but he will. And number 7, reach out for your reward. Philippians 3:13 says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before." In Philippians 3:14, it continues by saying, "I press on toward the goal to win the supreme and heavenly prize to which God in Christ Jesus is calling us upward." And of course, this is the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul was a man with vast knowledge of the word, one who saw signs and wonders following him everywhere he went, one who raised up disciples everywhere he went, one who endured extreme persecution in many places he went. And he speaks of one thing that he did, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Paul was reaching out to new things, new opportunities, new places, new people. He was not living in the past. If there was ever anyone who would want to forget his past, I would think it would be the Apostle Paul. In this zeal that he once thought was for God, he killed and imprisoned the very people he would come to embrace and love. I feel for people, really, who've made decisions that they now look back and regret. But I can tell you this one thing, in great assurance, if Paul could be forgiven, anyone could be forgiven. He chose to cast off the past, embrace the love, grace, and mercy of God that he so richly supplies us. That is the power of our incredible, miraculous God. If we want the prize, if we want to hear God say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant," then we got to let go of the past, forget about it, and reach out and do new things without looking back on past failures. Philippians 3:12-14 in the Message Bible says, "I'm not saying I have all this together, that I have it made, but I am well on my way reaching out for Christ who has so wondrously reached out for me." Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all of this, but I've got my eye on the goal where God is beckoning us onwards to Jesus. I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back. Those are great words. And today I want you to have a great day. We've got a letter coming your way, so be on the lookout for it. And know that we so appreciate your prayers, that we are gaining a surpassing victory every day because we are believing for it, praying for it, and knowing God is on the throne. So until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you, happy trails, and keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God. We love you and thank you.